Keeley Whillen is perhaps the most iconic name in Canadian sacred choral music. Born in England, Whillen emigrated to Canada in 1913. He held several prestigious positions in Toronto, serving as choirmaster at St. Paul's Bloor Street and St. Mary Magdalene, as well as professor at University of Toronto. Whillen was a prolific composer in many genres, including symphonies and operas, though his claim to fame lies in his sacred choral and organ music. Naturally, his work as a church musician fueled so many anthems, hymns, and liturgical organ music. I like to think of Whillen as a chameleon composer, whose sacred choral music is inspired by diverse styles and personalities. Many works harken back to old sounds, like the shape of Gregorian chant and Renaissance counterpoint. Other works have a romantic Brahmsian sweep with soaring lines. Still others are quite daring and chromatic, revealing a composer who can keep a unique language while still paying homage to centuries of music before him. Today we will hear an a cappella motet, How They So Softly Rest. It was written in 1917 as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the First World War. It is based on a poem by the 19th century American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The poem is both elegiac and hopeful, assuring us that the dead will find eternal rest. How they so softly rest, all the holy dead, unto whose dwelling place now doth my soul draw near. How they so softly rest, all in their silent graves, deep to corruption, slowly down sinking. And they no longer weep, here where complaint is still. And they no longer feel, here where all gladness flies. And by the cypresses, softly overshadowed, until the angel calls them, they slumber. Whillen evokes the drama of this text through interesting textures and harmonic turns. We hear the depths of the grave and rich, low sounds of the men. As a contrast, the upper registers often float up to the top of their range, creating an angelic halo. One extraordinary moment happens when the men sing the words, all in their silent graves, deep to corruption, slowly down sinking. It begins solemnly but takes a dramatic turn as the harmony literally sinks down from A flat major by whole tones to a unison C. The bass's low C is quite spine-tingling. Throughout the motet, Whillen's harmony is dense, lush, and fully romantic. It is a fitting and noble response to the end of history's darkest days.